in bare terms, the first option is not to do much more than we're doing now. And what we are doing now, and you may have seen it, we're refurbishing the current stands. And we've spent about 400,000 doing that. They're labelled up. There's a pathway marked to them and an archway with a timetable, identification of the buses and bus numbers and their destinations and timetabling. Then there's a sort of a safety path from that archway, which is on the paving, into the each stand. So what we've done is improved the security of each stand. They're locked at night as well.
Okay, so that's as it is and pretty much staying with the work that you've been doing. And
yes.
Then there's two further options, isn't there? One which involves some development and one which involves a lot more development?
That's right. Option two is a long-standing option, which was the original option we were going to pursue when I came into this job, which was to knock down the old bus station, which we've done, and then re-establish a new modern one on Stand A, what used to be called Stand A. At the moment, that's the area where the building materials are stored for, well, in fact, for St. Mary's Street development as it happens. So there'd be a resurrection, like a phoenix, of the old bus station, if you like, although a smaller, more modern version on that footprint.
Okay, so that's option two. And
yeah.
Then option three involves actually redeveloping where the buses will go within the station as well, doesn't it?
That's right. Option three is a song and dance option, which would need further funding from the Welsh Assembly Government. And we're talking about building a new transport hub rather than a bus station, a modern transport hub, which will reflect our sustainable travel initiatives. It would include in it, obviously, ticketing and passenger waiting and passenger advice centres that the bus companies would people. It would also include, obviously, toilets and some refreshment areas. But we would include changing rooms and bike facilities so that people could cycle there in their cycling clothes, have a shower, change into a business suit, and then go to the new business centre, which we hope will develop around that bus station and even on the south side down as far as Dumbles Road. That's a long-term future aspiration, to develop a finance centre like the City of London there